This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a Father's Day Kingdom Pursuits we have loaded for bear today. I am so excited about where we're going today. I am always blown away by who God brings me, and I got to meet a whole bunch of new people already this morning, and so we'll just get kicked off with them. We got Lou Carrico, and he is with the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission. And I know you may have heard from the Rescue Mission before. We've never had these guys with us before, so it's all new stuff. It's all new stuff at the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission, so we're very excited about how the, you know, it's to me always been an interesting thing that if you're on Trade Street in Winston-Salem, you can look down the street and you can see the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission, but you can also see these big, tall office buildings. And I often wonder if the people that aren't in those big, tall office buildings aren't sicker and they don't even know they need a doctor than the guys that are at least figuring out that, wow, I need God and I need some help, and they're down there at the Rescue Mission. And Lou, isn't that cool that God has you in such a place as this, in such a time as this?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've often pointed out in our classes that, you know, you may be in a rescue mission, but you are very possibly a lot better off than, let's say, CEO of one of these tall buildings around us, because they don't know the Lord is their Savior, and they're not building things up for His kingdom just temporarily for this life.
Yeah, a lot of heartache coming all our ways, and having somebody to share that with that deeply cares about us. This is an amazing thing. And Lou, you know, God's allowed you to take part in these different programs at the Rescue Mission. And so I think we may get a better understanding today of what it means to be a transformer. And from what I understand, it's more than meets the eye.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, I just had to throw that in there. Next up on the show today, we have Ricky and Lee Teal. And that is a father and son duo that was on this cruise with me, Energized Ministries cruise with the Jesus Freak DC Talk Tour, Royal Caribbean. Ricky and Lee, welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning.
Dear friends, yes, I've had them both on my show before, but I thought, how cool, because I just have to tell you guys, I've been around Ricky and his dad, you know, on a number of occasions now, and I never have seen, I've never seen one of you without the other one of you. It's like you're attached at the hip or something. And I just thought if there's a couple of guys that I thought would make the perfect Father's Day duo, dynamic duo. And so, Lee, since you're the father in this one, I'm wondering, what could you tell us other fathers out there to encourage us on how to build that kind of relationship with your son?
Well, first of all, I'm proud of my son and for the mission that God's called him in, and to be faithful to it. And I think what makes us so close is I understand God's calling, and I understand when God calls Ricky and gives him a vision, I can't see the vision, so I have to just trust Ricky that he's following God's vision. And I've watched it grow. I've watched it expand. Even on the cruise, people came up to Ricky that he's never seen before, but he's ministered to over the internet, the media. So I was really impressed at the outreach that he's got. So
they came up to him, Lee. There was a young girl in a wheelchair. he didn't even have any contact with her other than immediately, you know, you could see that was she Down syndrome or something along those lines, and immediately Ricky, she went to you like a bead of honey.
Well, that actually started a little earlier. I actually was on her like a duck on a June bug earlier when we were checking in. But her mother told me, she said, Rick, you would have never, you know, gotten anywhere near her. What I found working on special needs is they read you well. But when I seen her, she was one of the first ones once we checked in and was waiting to get on the cruise. And I was just drawn to her, and just, you know, we spent a lot of time together. So when you seen me with her, we had crossed paths a few times, and loving on each other.
It was awesome. So, speaking of fathers, you know, I have to do my riddle here. So, speaking of fathers, and it's okay to laugh, guys. So, the young pine sapling was admonished by his father. Apparently, he'd been naughty. K-N-O-T. And I do love this one, Keith. This is a great one. I mean, this may go down as one of my best ever. Did you hear about the high-ranking military father who cloned himself? The result was a major faux pas. Major faux, you know, yeah. Pas. Yeah, you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
Military, you know, major, you know, we got all that. It's a triple header. Oh, yeah. So did you hear about the father that was difficult to see? He was sort of what they call a transparent.
Transparent.
And for, you know, those who haven't gotten enough military in their Father's Day yet, when the son said that his ambition was to drive an army tank, his father said, "I won't stand in your way."
That's good.
I like that.
And so you knew at all the end of all that shenanigans, I would actually have a Bible riddle for you, and I've got a whopper today since it's Father's Day. I have sort of a Father's Day Bible riddle that I thought I had some fun with. Which judge in the Bible thought he would be pretty foxy against the Philistines with fire? He thought he was going to be pretty foxy against the Philistines with fire, and then possibly went to his father and said, "Bless me, Father, for I have singed."
Wow.
Yeah, that's an actual riddle. And I think you could guess it, maybe. And if you do, tell them what they'll win.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today's gift is 4 tickets to see the Winston-Salem Dash take on the Lynchburg Hillcats on June 20th.
There you go. So all you got to do is call in at 866-348-7884, and you'll be dashing to see the Cats, not through the snow. 866-348-7884. All you got to do is tell us which judge in the Bible thought he would be pretty foxy against the Philistines with fire. Then possibly went to his father and said, "Bless me, Father, for I have singed." And he did, too. I'm just telling you, it was a tragic situation. 866-348-7884. Also in the studio with me today, I've not introduced yet, I have a man by the name of Wesley Lender. And I've already found out he isn't in banking. So
unfortunately,
Wesley,
not.
But Wesley, you are in the Transformers program.
That's correct, Robert.
And so share a little bit about, you know, how did you end up there? Obviously, you came through the 90-day program, and so can you share a little bit of your life on what happened?
Yes, I can, Rob. Back August of 27th of last year, I entered the Life Builders program. I came in a very dark place in my life with nowhere else to turn but up. While in the program, 3 months after I was in the program, I started coming out of that place that I was in. I made a choice with the help of the counselors there through the classes to turn my life around and go into the Transformers program. I've been in the Transformers program for approximately 5 months now. Since being there, my whole outlook on life has changed. My physical issues that I've had have gotten better from the life that I was living. I've got a closer walk with God. God is actually leading my path now.
Right. We're going to hear more from Robert. And, no, that's Wesley. We're going to hear more from his sidekick, Robert. And we're going to hear from Ricky and Lee, the father and son duo. We got so much. I told you, we're loaded for bear. And we have Darlene in Virginia who thinks she may know about this person that is singed. 866-348-7884. So much more. Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Stay tuned. Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We are so blessed today to have Lou Carrico, Robert Ward, Wesley Linder with Winston-Salem Rescue Mission, and Ricky and Larry Teal, father and son duo, dynamic duo, actually. And their ministry is Sparrow Ranch on the island, which is a really cool ministry for special needs kids. But first up, we have Darlene, who is actually calling from Virginia. Darlene, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. Where in Virginia are you calling from?
Mechanicsville, which is north of Richmond.
Yeah, it is. There were some big battles and stuff went up there in Mechanicsville, right?
Oh, indeed.
Yes, there's museums every other mile. But yeah, so you're listening on WLES?
Indeed, I love it.
Yes, we appreciate you listening up there. Thank you very much.
No problem. So, I enjoyed the jokes.
Oh, I'm glad somebody does. My wife doesn't. She tells me, please, please, don't, you know. Anyway.
No, I'm going to use some of them tomorrow.
Amen.
So do you know which of these judges in the box in the Bible was pretty foxy against the Philistines with fire?
I do, and I believe that would be Samson.
Yes, he was, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And I'll tell you how I know. My husband and I celebrated our 28th anniversary, I think it was, a couple years ago, and we went to the Sight and Sound Theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and saw Samson. Mm-hmm. And they took these dogs and they tied these makeshift flame-looking like things, and the dogs ran all over the stage, and the Philistines ran, and the fire, I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome. But anyway,
I'm jealous. I got to go see it. I mean, I can't even imagine how cool that would be.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, I guess you would never forget that if you'd seen it in living fire.
Absolutely. It was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, wow. That's really, really cool. Well, I'm so glad you called in. I'm so glad you won. But I'm thinking that you may not make it to the Dash game. So,
that's correct, and I want you guys to pick someone to donate those tickets to that will absolutely enjoy that game.
We have another producer. I'm watching him raise his hand right as we speak. That we found a taker, darling.
he's going to be dashing
to the Mudcats because Darlene knows about these foxy judges. So there you go. Thank you, Darlene.
Fantastic.
God bless.
And listen, you guys have a wonderfully blessed Father's Day, each and every one of you.
Thank you, Darlene.
God bless.
Oh,
I shut her off just too quick. That was bad radio.
Ruh-roh.
Oh, but we're so grateful for her calling in and being part of that today. So before we finish, we were talking with Wesley. And so Wesley, you know, I think it's just beyond cool that God has come after you, pursued you in a way. And I learned a couple of weeks ago, and I should have known this a long time ago, but now that I know that, it just is like, you know how a kid, when he gets a hammer, everything looks like a nail?
Yes, it does.
Well, my new nail that I'm using is, you know, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, amen, which is out of the 23rd Psalm. Well, you know, well, I found out that the Hebrew word there for follow is actually perhaps better translated pursue. And that essentially God's coming after you.
Amen.
I mean, he is pursuing you. And that's just a different thing to me. That even when I have messed up, I can't think of how many times he has pursued me. And it's really, really cool. But you were sharing during the break on watching God pursue other guys in the program. What has that done for your faith?
For my faith, watching guys in the program just overcome their struggles by, like you said, God pursuing them, which is a truth, has really changed my life, reminding me of where I was, and just making me feel brand new by not letting me forget where I came from. And not forgetting, it helps me to become stronger through God, with God. And my wish for them is that they find what I got, what I have. But it's amazing. It's really amazing. And it's there's no really no words.
That is really, really cool. And, you know, we were on this cruise this week, my wife and I, with Ricky and his father. It was a treat via Energized Ministries for pastors and other people in ministry that we were on. And my wife, she is in special needs ministry, and actually she's responsible for me getting involved in special needs ministry. So immediately she connected tremendously with Ricky, because as we just described, this girl came up in a wheelchair, and the next thing you know, they're both just like almost like magnets or something. They're both hugging on this girl, comparing fingernails. It's just, you know, just way beyond anything I can imagine. Just clearly, you know, they're both gifted that way. And God's, you know, made that happen. And so as I'm watching this, and I'm watching Ricky and my wife connect, all of a sudden I noticed my wife says to me about 10 times on the cruise, because a lot of people walk up and say, "Oh, you're Robbie's wife. You're Robbie's wife. You're Robbie's wife." You know, because it's just unfortunately for her, she hears that a lot because, you know, her husband's a radio person or whatever I am. And so she loses her identity to some extent. And she even, you know, mentioned it to me several times on the cruise, like, "Man, am I sick of being Robbie's wife."
Ouch.
But to Ricky, right? To Ricky, I was Tammy's husband, right, Ricky?
That's right.
Absolutely, man. You're gone.
Yep, you're out of there.
Brother. She was, we really did connect. And, you know, we talked about it a good bit, but I actually got to see it firsthand when Rainey was the little girl's, I say little girl, she was, I think, in her 20s, but when she came by and I, you know, we connected, all of a sudden Tammy was, you know, right there, and she had both her hands, and it was awesome for me to be able to watch her in action, as I know you guys are involved in special needs. So, yeah, Tammy and I really connected, and I'm very thankful for both of you guys. But, yeah, you're Tammy, you're Tammy's husband.
Which I teased him a little bit about that. It's kind of cool. But nonetheless, I can't get away from the fact that, you know, we heard a little bit about your father trusting you. You know, that's a word of wisdom as a father. Do you trust your son that he's going to walk with God? Do you trust him to find God? And his, you know, yeah, you point him. Yeah, you. But nonetheless, there's that. But as the son, what do you see?
Is that for me?
Yes.
Husband? Yeah. You know, I was sitting here thinking about that. You know, the Bible says, you know, raise your children. It teaches us to raise your children in the ways of the Lord. And mom and dad, I got a preaching daddy and a praying mama, and they did it just exactly that. And they lived as an example, but there was times that I was bad, and they had to play hard love. But, you know, prayers, they are around forever. And it was those prayers that, you know, that God finally, he uses things. Dad talked all the, we talked all the way home yesterday about how people will use the word attacks for various things in our lives. But God uses those situations to break us, to get us to where he can use us. And I think that many times happens because someone's praying for you. And thank goodness I got parents that raised me in the ways of the Lord.
Yeah, so, you know, that's just something that, you know, I lost my dad in March, as you know, Ricky, and I see you guys together, and, you know, what a fun thing that you guys get to spend that kind of time together and that kind of shared vision, which, interestingly, is yours. But talk about your dad and his ministry. I'm really not that familiar with it.
My dad is you know, he has an interesting story. You know, we talked last time, he was a professional wrestler back when, you know, I was little. I'd get up every Saturday and Sunday when I was about 7 or 8, and he'd be on TV wrestling. And, of course, he was, you know, pretty wild back in those days. But I had a praying mama. And she, again, you know, dad gave his heart to the Lord. And, you know, basically his testimony, the sixth grade education, couldn't read. And he got saved and said, "Mama, teach me to read." And God just, man, he just poured into my dad and gave him a revelation and a knowledge of the Bible that is mind-blowing to me. And I watched him work with pastors with, you know, doctorate degrees and things, and he teaches. And that's his special, you know, everybody like you and Andy with Energize, you know, they have their own calling, what God has called them. And dad's ministry is working with pastors and help them understanding the word. So many people kind of teach what they hear, but dad sort of works with them in a loving way to help strengthen the church.
Wow, that is beyond cool. So when we get back, we're going to hear Robert's story. We've got to get him equal time. And then we're going to hear more from Lou on those programs. And, of course, we get to hear Lee's side of the whole wrestling thing, because, you know, we've opened up the can of worms now. Now we're going to find out all that was going on. So, man, stay tuned. You don't want to miss this stuff. It's great. Thank you for joining with us. We're going to be right back. Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us Lou Carrico with the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission, as well as Robert and Wesley. And we're going to hear Robert's story in just a minute. Ricky and Lee Teal, who are with the Sparrow Ranch on the island. Their ministry is there. You can find that on Facebook, by the way, Sparrow Ranch on the islands, and find out they've got events coming up and all those kind of things, as well as Winston-Salem Rescue Mission. I'll tell you, from personal experience, that if you want to just see what God's up to in Winston-Salem, go take a tour. I am serious. And meet and hear and listen. And it is, it's like, it's just as you just heard Wesley talk about how he was encouraged. Well, of course, we all are encouraged when we hear you, Wesley, or when we hear Robert. And so you want all that encouragement? You want your kids to see that encouragement, or to see what God's doing? Go take a tour. And all you have to do is call them any day of the week and say, "Can we come out and take a tour?" They would love to, wouldn't you, Lou?
Yes. We hope to have an open house here shortly. We'll put out some information on social media about that, but we definitely want to have a open house, get things spruced up, and have visitors come and tour the mission. Thank you.
I can tell you, every time I've been through it, every time I visit, isn't somebody that, you know, wow, God's done something amazing, and you get to hear amazing stories. So we get to hear that now from Robert. So, Robert, you two are in the Transformers program.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, and happy Father's Day to everybody out there this weekend. My name's Robert Ward. I am a Fayetteville native, and I came down here to Winston-Salem out of a detox from Cape Fear Valley Health Systems in August 8th of 2018. So I've been down here almost 10 months now, and this program has really, really changed my life for the best. My friends back home, they call me Bobby Bars. I work as a fitness consultant by trade, and I have an awesome support group from back home also. My first intentions coming down here, I was like, oh, it's a Christian recovery. I didn't know what to think about it. And I was like, these guys are going to thump me with the Bible, this, that, and the third. And ideally, I think I might have needed a little bit of that. And believe it or not, I got down here, and I was just, before I got down here, I was in a hopeless state of mind. And I had grew up in a church and, you know, always been spiritually inclined. But, you know, I had just turned away for a while there. And but he never turned his back on me. He always, you know, he's always been there. And when I got down here to Winston-Salem, a ton of new experiences. And I believe there was a humbling process there. And there was a lot of eye openers and just so many different experiences. Some I can't even describe. I mean, really life changing, completing the Life Builders program, and then just being honored to even be a part of the Transformers program. I was able to get my high school diploma down here. I just recently graduated this past week. They actually held the graduation at Wake Chapel at Wake Forest University. And that was just such an amazing experience. It took me 14 years to get it. But, you know, by the grace of God and everything that's happened, so many things have just been happening in a short period of time. And I know it really, it's not me. It really is God working in my life. And I've probably read the Bible more than I've ever read in my entire life. And I'll be 32 next month, so if that tells you anything, I've probably read the Bible personally. I've had that personal relationship with God. It's been more intimate in depth than probably the past 6 months than it's ever been in the 30 years of my life. Amen. And I credit that to the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission and what God has done for me. I'd really like to give a special thanks to Lou Carrico, Chaplain Dave, and Kim Wolverton, and all the staff there, because they just do a really amazing job at what they do. They passionately care about people. And like I said, sometimes I just get to a point where I'm just awed. You know, when we come to speak on the radio about it, you know, you got to put it in as many words as you possibly can. But I would say in all simplicity that I am awed by what this program has done to younger and older gentlemen in this program. And like you said, get a tour of Winston-Salem. Come check out the place because no one's the first half. Come really see what the program is about. I wouldn't say I was a believer when I got down here. I was a believer in Jesus Christ. But in these programs, in a program where in recovery, I was a guy that was in a real hopeless state of mind. And I was looking for an outlet. And when I came down here, I found it. And these
and
guys
I,
have been
I,
good.
I have to tell you, that word hopeless, you used it twice.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, a bunch of us sitting out there think, well, I have never been hopeless. The heck?
Yeah.
There's never a day goes by that actually I don't find myself in a hopeless state about something.
Mm. Yeah.
Like a certain relative that comes to mind immediately. They're never going to change. That's hopeless. Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of places that and God has to remind me constantly, Robbie, if you got faith in me or do you have faith in this person? Do you have faith in that situation? Where's your hope?
Yeah.
And hope is a beautiful gift.
Oh, man, it's an amazing thing. And like I said, believe it or not, I mean, I found that hope in God. And surprisingly, I found it here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And if I could kind of piggyback on what you're saying, there's people that are out there, whether it be family members, friends, close relatives, or even complete strangers that could easily define what this hopelessness is. And sometimes I feel that we suffer in silence. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you know, God may see that, and he has this mysterious way of working in our life. And I could have never predicted this, and I don't plan on trying to in the near future. All I plan is put my trust and faith forward and just really keeping it moving and working this program to the best of my ability until, you know, this is just a temporary part. This is a portion of my life to where I've got a chance to really take heed to opportunity, but really just walk with God as I do it and continue to do that even after this program. And if there's really any message that I could put out there to the people that are listening or people that may listen in the future, if you know somebody that's hopeless or if you may be that person, to really reach out. And I mean, in the Bible, it says, seek and ye shall find. And, you know, these are words to really live by. I mean, if you come looking for it, the help is there. It is out there. And just for, you know, I can only speak from my experiences, but for me, it was here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina at a rescue mission.
That is so awesome. That is. So, Lee, I know we're all thinking at some point in time, there wasn't much hope for a professional wrestler, is there?
my
oh, my goodness. I just cut him off. and he's and so Ricky, you're going to have to fill in for your dad for a second while he gets him dialed back up, because I will,
and I think that was a divine appointment, because I was wanting to jump in and chime in about what these two young men are talking about in Lou. And if I could just have 1 second, just before I went on this cruise, it's so interesting. I don't think it was by accident that you had them on there, but I connected in the same way with someone recently, right before I got on the cruise, that knew I was in the ministry with special needs. And their industry, their company, I truly believe is going to change the theatrical release for movies across the country. And he said, Rick, I want you to watch this movie. He said, there's a connection to someone that had a problem with drinking, and it was his story. And he was an addict and was going through a lot of stuff. And he somehow made it out of the being homeless and made this movie. And it shows him going through what it sounds like, this type program that we're listening to here today. And I want to ask you men something. If there was a movie that shows step by step from the, you know, the broken place on the streets to where you were, the process of the detox and everything that you go through, and then it goes through to where you're at a new place in life, and it's based on faith and what you went through, do you think that would encourage other men to and women to step into these places like Lou has here to help? Do you think that would do anything to help?
Absolutely. I think there's been some attempts there, but I definitely would agree that it would absolutely help.
Yeah, not to mention encourage all the relatives that are encouraging the folks to engage somehow in some type of program or recovery, and to bring hope. So I couldn't agree more. Well, the good news is we got a great teaser, because we know when we come back, we are going to find out about this wrestling thing. We're not going to miss that. It's Father's Day, and so we got so much more. Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And now we're going to find out about, and Lee, I got to tell you that, man, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is that wrestling match. And so I'm really curious about your take on that, because if anybody would have a take on wrestling, I'm guessing that would be you, sir. So your take on, you know, obviously Jacob and the angel.
Well, Jacob wrestled the angel, and Jacob made a very powerful statement. He said, I'm not going to let you go. Do you bless me? He was hunting something, and he got what he asked for, but it come with a cost. Mm-hmm. His hip got knocked out of the socket. But he wrestled with God, and he got what he wanted. Well, it goes back to me. I wrestled for 10 years and did not realize why I was there. Just one day I walked off the street in the ring, wrestling for 10 years. I helped the IWA World Tag Team Champions. At the same time, I helped the IWA Junior World Heavyweight Champion. And for 10 years, I wrestled all over the United States, TV every week. Then I was sitting in the Coliseum one day in Norfolk, Virginia. They had an old-timers day, and I seen all these older retired wrestlers, and most of them was on drugs and lost their family and didn't have anything. And I wasn't saved at this time, but I looked at that. I said, you know what? I love my family too much. I'm not willing to end up that way. And at that point, I quit, but I was totally on top, not knowing God used me for 10 years to train me, teach me the ways of the world, professional jealousy, to understand things. And then God called me into the ministry. He saved me, called me into ministry. And like my son was saying, I was an uneducated man. But when God called me, he called me to minister to educated people. So I thought that was, I just couldn't understand it.
And, you made that point a second ago. It cost you something. I love that. And can you develop that a little bit more for us?
Yeah, well, let me kind of go back. When you gave the thing to Samson earlier, Samson was called to go to deliver the people, his people, what you'd call the church. They was in trouble. And God sent Samson to deliver them. Anytime God, here's things we got to understand in these end times. When God calls you to do something, it's going to cost you. Like Ricky. Now, people don't know what he goes through. If you go read in the scriptures, when God redeemed Israel, set them free, then the Bible says he's going to test them. He let them go thirsty in the wilderness. That was not an attack. That was God's testing them to see whom he could trust. So when I watch Ricky go through the testings of life, they're not attacks, they're testings. And I got enough knowledge to know it's kind of like watching your son walk a tightrope and the wind blows, but he hangs on. And so I'm so proud that he's got enough knowledge to understand. Just like, I'll try to get through this quick because it's so important. Just like if you go read in Genesis, I think it's 15, God made a promise to Abraham that your children will go in bondage for 400 years. Well, when Joseph was put in that whale, that was not an attack. That was the beginning of a promise. So I try to encourage people, your life may not be under attack as you think to tear you apart. God's trying to place you in a position to bring forth a promise. So when I watch Ricky go through all the struggles, I know the end that these children are going to be blessed mightily through that. So God called me to minister to ministers because I know our ministers, even on the ship, I met ministers that were struggling, opened up to me. But on the outside, you couldn't see it. Because they shaded very well. But when you talk with them, they get weak trusting God. They think they under attack so much when it's God actually trying to work in their life. So I just want to encourage everybody, stop and look. When God brought people to the Red Sea and they had nowhere to go, and all of a sudden, Pharaoh says, I'm going to go destroy God's people. And the Bible says the people panicked. You say, we under attack, under attack. They wasn't under attack. God was fixed to show them something. Once they crossed the Red Sea, all the enemy drowned. This is what God told them. He says, now you'll never see your enemy again. That wasn't an attack. God was fixed to show his power. So sometimes we need to be real still in our situation so yeah. God can do his work.
Well, that was worth the price of admission right there. I hate this show's over. We could go on and on. I do need to tell you that Lou Carrico there at the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission, they would love for you to come out and meet them, see what's going out there, see how you could pray for them. You know, that's another part of going out on the tour is to seeing men that you, wow, I can put this man on my prayer list and obviously help with this situation, whatever it may be. Again, Facebook, you've got Sparrow Ranch. You can go to kingofpursuits.com and find out more about them, more about the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission. Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
How fun was this? Thank you, Ricky, for such short notice being on with us today. God bless.